Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for tuning in to the Red Light Sports Ramble presented by the Grilling Truth Radio Network. I am Evan Lacallison, and we are here talking some NFL talk. The NFL doesn't slow down. The NFL has turned into a year-round sport, and there's some NFL stuff to discuss. I am currently flying solo at the moment, but I'm sure Troy will be joining us momentarily. I'm sure he'll be joining us soon. So, you know, with that said, you know, first thing I want to discuss, we're going to get right to it. First thing we're going to discuss is Kirk Cousins. He played the 2016 on the NFL franchise tag. He's looking for a new long-term deal. The question is, what happens to Kirk Cousins? Does he get franchise tagged again? Does Washington give him a long-term deal? Do they trade him to, let's say, the 49ers? What happens with Kirk Cousins? We're going to discuss what I would do if I was the general manager or owner of a team, the Washington, who would I rather have? Kirk Cousins or Jay Cutler, because Jay Cutler also on the trade block. Jay Cutler, 33-year-old quarterback who's never really lived up to his hype. You know, a very strong arm, very physically gifted thrower, but he's never really materialized between the ears. He's a guy that trusts him too much, and he will throw into areas that he should not be throwing. Then it looks like Julius Peppers is on his way out in Green Bay. Reports coming out are looking like he would out. And question, should the Packers bring him back? Should the Packers bring Julius Peppers back for a should they bring Julius Peppers back for another year or two? And that's assuming that Julius Peppers want to play another year. And if Julius Peppers does want to play another year, and if Green Bay doesn't want him, where should Julius Peppers go? So we're going to talk that, and you are welcome to give us a call. We go live each and every weeknight, Monday through Thursday, and you're welcome to give Troy and I a call, 646-564-9948. That's 646-564-9948. And if you ever want to jump in and join on the conversation, if you're listening to this podcast form, you're welcome to call us any weeknight. We go every weeknight, Monday through Thursday at 10 p.m. Central Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, the first thing it's going to be talked about, Kirk Cousins. Should happen with Kirk Cousins. You know, just so people know what Kirk Cousins is in his NFL career so far, bring up the profootballreference.com. Kirk Cousins, who will be 29 once the season starts. In his career, he has played, he has a 19-21-1 record, 65.9% completion percentage, 12,113 passing yards, 72 touchdowns, 42 interceptions. In 2016, though, he led the Washington Redskins to 8-7-1. I'm having some technical difficulties as well, as I just got disconnected. So, as I was saying, you know, this is a weak quarterback draft. Not really anyone pieces to build around. So if I'm Washington, I bring Kirk Cousins back. I figure out a contract with them. I personally wouldn't trade him. So, Troy, are you there?
I guess I can finally hear you. late call into the show, and then I call in. I can't hear anything. It's just dead air. It says I'm unmuted, so I know that you saw me. Then I can't hear you. Then I call back. It's crazy. The studio lady is back. She's back. She hasn't been bothering us for how long, but I think she's back.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you do? What do you do with Kirk Cousins, though? Do you bring him back long term if you're Washington? Do you franchise tag him again? Do you trade him? And keep in mind, though, this is a very weak draft when it comes to quarterback. So if they were to franchise tag Cousins and trade him to the 49ers, get that number two pick in the draft, there really isn't anyone there to take. So what do you do?
So you, unfortunately, if you're the Redskins, and I say it that way, Cousins had moments. Can he be the long-term guy that he's got to put years and years together, right? But unfortunately, if you're Washington, you don't have any other option. You pretty much have to pony up the dollars. I wouldn't do it long term. If you're going to trade him, are you trading just for the draft picks and to move up? That's ridiculous, because I don't think anybody in the draft is going to step in and do what Cousins can do. You know, I wouldn't put him up into that upper echelon of quarterbacks. He can toss the ball around, that's for sure. But he still has a little bit ways to go for this team to really commit long term. But if you're then looking to maybe trade for a backup, I mean, who are the top backups in the NFL? I mean, you and I talked about this. Jimmy Garoppolo is probably one. I'm not sure if New England wants to part with Garoppolo, though. I mean, I know Brady probably wants to keep playing and saying he can keep playing, but look what Green Bay did, and I'm not saying the same situation is going to happen where they forced Brady out, but Aaron Rodgers stepped right in, sitting behind Favre. And I know Garoppolo wants to play, but outside of that, I mean, if you go down the list, is there a backup in the NFL that is worthy of trading Kirk Cousins for? And I think my answer might be no, Evan. So you're almost stuck if you're the Washington Redskins. Now, I would probably do a franchise tag 1 year. If you let it play out again, see what he can do, I guess. But I would not commit long-term to Cousins if I'm Washington. That's all I have.
Yeah, and Kirk Cousins is not a franchise guy by any means. You know, he's not a Tom Brady or an Aaron Rodgers that brings up their opponent's level of play. That's not who he is. However, he is he has shown to be a good quarterback. He's shown when he has weapons around him, he can be a very efficient quarterback. He's shown that he can put up some big numbers. And you look at the draft this year, there's not really anyone in the draft this year to replace him with. There's not. And, you know, free agency doesn't have much for quarterback either. Now, another option Washington could have if they move on from Cousins, or another option San Francisco could have, there is a quarterback put on the trading block. The Chicago Bears are reportedly looking to trade Jay Cutler for draft picks this offseason. Is it really a good landing spot for Jay Cutler? You know, a 33-year-old Jay Cutler has never really lived up to his potential, has a very, very strong arm. Very gifted thrower, but he just never shown that he can do it between the hats. He doesn't show that he can, you know, he has the mental capacity to be a long-term viable starter in the NFL. And Cutler, in his years in the NFL, has put together off and on some pretty good years. But overall, he hasn't proven to be anything reliable. So I don't know what the Bears really get for quarterback, Charlie, coming off the shoulder surgery that has never really developed into a top-notch starter. I think his best year he's had in quite some time was 2 years ago now with Adam Gase as his offensive coordinator, who's now in Miami, who doesn't need a quarterback. So I know San Francisco needs a quarterback, but Kyle Shanahan wants more of a long-term answer. Houston is a quarterback away from being a legit Super Bowl contender, but is Cutler really that guy? So where are the good landing spots for Jay Cutler? What do you get for Jay Cutler? What do you have to give up, I should say, to get?
Well, the Bears are probably going to want a pretty decent return. So I'm actually going to get off the Jay Cutler bashing boat for a while, Evan. And I know I'm probably one that has bashed him pretty well over his career. I'm going to give the guy a little bit of credit that he can actually, at times, do some things. The problem is I don't even want to use the word choke. I think choke is a little bit harsh. He just can't get it done when the going gets tough. We've talked about on this show, nearly 3 years doing this show, Pouty Jay Cutler. I would say, and I don't want to go down the roads of unreliable, but pretty close as far as a teammate. At times maybe seems a little bit distant to his teammates when things aren't going his way. So you don't get that natural leader that you need as a quarterback for me to win the Super Bowl. But on the flip side, there are times, and we've seen games as Packer fans, where when Jay Cutler has time and he's not forced to make quick decisions and the game passing him by, he can do enough to win a ball game. Now, is he a guy that can lead you to the Super Bowl? I think he has to have a ton around him, a.k.a. Houston. Do I think Jay Cutler could go to Houston and do well? I think he could, if they make sure they shore up their offensive line and keep him on his feet. Because we've seen Jay Cutler, when he's pressured, Evan, you're going to get a 3-4 interception game possibly. You're always going to get a 1 or 2 interception game. Jay Cutler is the gunslinger. He's going to make that bad bonehead throw, so you have to live with it. But he does have an arm, and Houston has a decent receiving core. Houston actually could be a marketable place for him, and I think he could do okay. Now, do I think he could lead them to the Super Bowl? If I was a guy that was at the table with a pile of money and I had to put money on Jay Cutler leading the Texans to the Super Bowl, I would probably hold my cards or pass because you just don't know. But I think that would be an intriguing situation, but I'm not sure Houston would have to give up to get him. And if I'm Chicago, you're kind of in the driver's seat a little bit because he is a veteran quarterback that has experience, that can put up numbers, but I'm not sure what they're going to be able to get and what teams are going to want to part with him. I think Chicago is going to be stuck with him. I'm not sure who would want to trade for Jay Cutler, to be honest. I'm looking at teams that have quarterback situation. Maybe the Jets would want to, and he'd get reunited with his buddy, Mr. Marshall. That could be a situation. I never thought of that until I was just starting to think right here. And then, you know, I definitely don't think that Jay Cutler would do well in Cleveland. I think that for him would probably be a bad situation. But I want to go back to that New York situation, Evan. New York, now that I think about it, might not be a bad place for Jay Cutler to end his career. What are your thoughts there?
Well, that could be a potential option there, the Jets. But the thing is, the Jets are looking to get rid of a lot of the older veteran guys, and they're trying to basically tear down and rebuild. But if they do want to try to squeeze out a winning year, you know, maybe, yeah, Jay Cutler could be an option. Now, as you said, Jay Cutler needs a lot of pieces around him, and in New York, almost in Chicago, because I was thinking about who the Jets have. They do have, you said, Brandon Marshall. They do have Matt Forte. And they have Decker, a former Bronco wide receiver. So there are some pieces offensively to put around with Jay Cutler, but things that are already there. And like I said, they're a quarterback away from being a legit Super Bowl contender. But the question is, can Jay Cutler handle Bill O'Brien's tough love coaching philosophy? He comes from the Bill Belichick school of coaching, and can Jay Cutler really handle that? That's the question. So moving on to final topic of the night. It's by all accounts looking like Julius Peppers, speaking of former Bears, or soon to be former Bears, Julius Peppers is looking like his time in Green Bay is coming to a close. He finished out the third year of a 3-year contract that he signed following the 2013 season. And the question is, should the Packers bring Julius Peppers back? It's looking like, his time in Green Bay is coming to an end. And then if he wants to continue to play, if not in Green Bay, where should he play? Now, look at what Julius Peppers did in Green Bay. Before I answer the question, should they bring him back? He started all 16 games. He played in all 16 games in his 3 years in Green Bay. He started 11 this past year. He's had 7 sacks, 10.5 sacks, 7.5 sacks during his time in Green Bay, which I kind of find hard to believe, to be perfectly honest, just because he doesn't really seem to be around. Now, his tackle production, he went from 34 tackles and 20 assisted tackles to 25-11 to 15-8. So, yeah, I know he didn't play a whole lot this year. They limited his snaps a ton. But I just don't think it warrants him being back in Green Bay. He has 25 sacks as a Packer. He's 74 tackles, 39 assists. He's he's forced 10 fumbles during his time in Green Bay, recovered 4. But I just think his time in Green Bay needs to come to an end. The Packers have a very inconsistent front 7, inconsistent pass rush, and they've been that way for the past couple of years. Like, if you would have told me after last year Julius Peppers had 10.5 sacks, I wouldn't have believed you. And I look at the stats in front of me, and I don't believe you had 7.5 sacks this year. I really don't, because they came very quiet. He didn't really do a lot of game changing plays anymore. And I think it's time for Green Bay to move on from Peppers, and I think it's time for them to get younger, and I think it's time for them to, rebuild that front 7 with younger guys. And we can talk about the possibility of bringing Nick Perry back on another day, but maybe bring Nick Perry back. Try to maybe draft a guy, sign free agent, but just get more younger, faster, and aggressive in that front 7. And I think that would solve a lot of problems in the Packers' defense. And where should Julius Peppers go? I see one of 3 options for Julius Peppers. 1 is retire. 2 is go to New England. And 3 is go home to Carolina and have one final swan song of the year. Now, Peppers has played, in my opinion, a Hall of Fame career during the course of his 234 games played and 143.5 sacks. I think he's a Hall of Famer. I just think his time is coming to a close as an NFL player, and I think he should, like I said, either go to New England or go home to Carolina. So if you're Green Bay, what do you do with Julius Peppers? Do you bring him back? Do you say thank you for all you've done for us, best of luck? And then if you're Julius Peppers, what do you do? Retire? Re-sign in Green Bay? Go to Carolina? Go to New England?
Well, Evan, last year, like you said, the sack numbers were there, the totals were there, but sometimes stats lie. And I'm not saying that, stats completely lie 100%, but you hit it right on the head. I don't remember Julius Peppers being a dominant player that could change the game. And when you look at defenses that work, I'm going to point to the defense that gave the Green Bay Packer offense, a little bit of trouble in the playoffs. That Atlanta Falcon defense is built on speed. And it worked. And I think the Packers at times weren't athletic enough, weren't fast enough, and couldn't generate a pass rush. I mean, yeah, you can look at numbers and say, what, 10.5? And then you say, well, where did those 10.5 come from? Were they in mop-up time? Were they in key critical moments of a game? Did he make a big play on third down? The answer is no. I would free up the cap space. I mean, not that they have, not that they need any more, but if there was ever a year to go out and sign some free agents, let Julius Peppers go. Find a younger free agent that's out there. You're going to find talent-wise, Julius Pepper is a guy that had great talent, and I still think he could play a year or two more, but he's just not the dominant player that you lean on, that you need to have, and somebody that you can rely on and say, great, Julius Pepper's in the game. He's going to make a stop on third down. He's going to pressure the quarterback. He wasn't a guy that consistently can get to the quarterback down in and down out anymore like he used to. I agree with you. He's a Hall of Fame guy. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day. But I just don't think he fits where the Packers need to go defensively if they want to make a run at the Super Bowl. Now, if you're Julius Peppers, there's one thing eluding him. And so do you want to go back to Carolina where – I'm not sure you're going to get back to the Super Bowl, or would you want to go to a Super Bowl team like possibly New England? And I think New England would be more than welcome to sign Julius Peppers. So it all depends on what he wants to do as he winds down his career. And Carolina could bounce back next year, but I'm not so sure if they're a Super Bowl team. And New England, of course, year in and year out is a Super Bowl contender. So I think you bring up a good point there that New England, if he wants to chase the ring, should probably go to New England. If he just wants to fade off into glory, Carolina's probably the place where he can go, end it where it all started. And I think Evan might have technical difficulties again.
Well, but, as I was quickly saying during my technical difficulties, I do want to apologize for the technical difficulties. You know, we just can't control it sometimes, but, you know, thank you for giving the show a listen and, you know, give us some feedback. Give us a follow on Facebook and Twitter. I'm at Evan with Sports. You can follow Troy at Troy Robert. I can never remember your final at Troy Robert 967, or you can follow at Red Light Sports. Give us a follow and let us know what you think. And you're always welcome to call during our live show, 646-564-9948, Monday through Thursday at 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Time. So I'm going to throw it to you, Troy, to give your final words.
Yeah, I mean, the final words are this. You know, we can always find things to talk about in the NFL. And so, a lot of stuff going on between now and the draft. There's always going to be news in the NFL. That's why they now have the NFL Network. But like you said, thanks for listening in, everybody. Find us on Twitter again at Evan with Sports, at TroyRobert967, and at Red Light Sports. And as Evan said, feel free to give us a call any night, 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central. We'll gladly sit down and chat with you about. We always say, Evan, you may agree or disagree with us, but it'll always make for a great debate. Hope you enjoyed the show tonight, everyone. Have a good night.